Hi, this is Claire, one of your mum mates. Just here to remind you that you're not alone. Yes, it's tough, but you're doing far better than you think. Now, I know you're a mum, but you're important too. And if you're feeling like you don't know who you are anymore or find yourself craving a new chapter after having kids, I'm here to help you. Oh, and tell your mum mates, this might just help them too. Hello, lovely. How are you? Well, this is a spontaneous one for me. I've happened to have a child-free hour and I've chosen it's the most beautiful. It's a sunny but cool autumnal day. It's a Friday afternoon and I've chosen to go for a short walk with a podcast, which is my absolute favourite thing to do. I'm obsessed with learning. I love learning about business, online business and all that sort of stuff. And I'm just taking a moment. I'm walking along the river by me and it's the highest I have ever seen it. It's a really spectacular place and the sun is shining through the patchy grey clouds and it's just gorgeous. Autumn has to be my favourite time of year. And the reason why I've jumped on is because this place is so special to me. This is my place of peace and I'm coming on today to see if you have a place of peace. And if you don't, I urge you, I prompt you to find one, to discover one. A place where you can go for you to find peace. Sometimes there's going to be times you're going to just have to take the kids and you can put them in a buggy, put them in the pram, strap them in and start walking. But it's always best if you can get just that little bit of alone time, that there's somewhere when you do have a child-free moment, like I've just got a child-free hour. And as we know, that hour goes so fast and it's so tempting when we're in the house to be tempted to get on top of the washing, tidy those kids' bedrooms. I mean, I don't know what my nine-year-old does in his room, but it's trashed every time I sort it. But you know, it's so easy for us to end up those moments when we do have a bit of child-free time to stay within the house and like get on top of stuff. But actually, it's, you know, that's not self-care. Doing chores child-free is not self-care. Going and doing the supermarket without the kids, that's not self-care. That's doing the jobs. That's still doing the chores. This is self-care. This is getting up and going for a walk. And since I discovered this place of peace, I mean, we moved to Nottingham from Bristol just before lockdown, actually. Yeah, the November before lockdown. So I've only recently discovered it, but it's a place that I can walk on my own. I feel safe. It's beautiful. It's peaceful. There's loads of research about the benefits of being by natural water, flowing water as well, and I really feel it. It really has like a physical effect on me. And it's just, yeah, when I get a moment, I know I can come here. I jump in the car, it's a few minutes down the road, and it's somewhere I can walk and take that alone time. Whether it's listening to a podcast, whether it's just a bit of peace and quiet, whatever it is, it's also a great way of stopping me from doing that endless scroll. You know, you get a little bit of time to yourself and it's so easy to. Some days you need it. Some days you want to sit on the sofa with a cup of tea, a chocolate bar and have a mindless scroll and that's fine. But then there's other days you want to feel like you're making the most of that hour but don't know what to do with it. Sorry if it's windy. I'm literally recording on the go. But this is my place of peace. I don't know if you can hear the crows going. There's some fishermen on the other side of the river chatting. It's just lovely. And this place for me has been an absolute godsend. I can't tell you, as you are aware, this year has been a roller coaster for me personally. I've had a lot going on and I come to my place of peace when, oh my goodness, when I'm overwhelmed, when, you know, those days when it's just all too much, you're touched out, overstimulated. The kids, the noise, there's just too much, particularly with work, you know, all these ideas and not enough time. And I find myself getting really overwhelmed with so much to do. And this is a great place to just put everything down. All those moments when I'm sat at the laptop and I'm wanting to do work and it's just not coming and I'm not feeling creative and I need to get up and go for a walk. then I will come here. This is my place to come. Or there's been moments of joy. The day that I launched everything, I'd obviously pivoted my business. It was about 6 weeks ago now, and finally launched everything, and I was pumped with adrenaline because it had actually ended up being quite a stressful day. So I came for a walk then on my own and just got rid of all the adrenaline and just sort of took a moment to celebrate and acknowledge how far I'd come. I'd had my third baby and had an idea about wanting to change my business and the type of business I wanted to run, and has become digital, and the way that I wanted to help mums more and retrain as a coach, and I'd done it. It was my launch day and I'd actually managed to do it, which I couldn't believe it, to be honest. So it really was a place that I came to celebrate and acknowledge that. It's also been a place that I've come when I've been upset or low. The morning after my marriage ended, I came here when my emotions were right at the surface. And I was afraid of the kids seeing me upset. And my eyes were still bulging from the tears from the night before. And luckily it was summer and I managed to tell the children that I said that I was just struggling with my hay fever. And I came for a walk with the dog and I brought the dog down to my place of peace. And I walked and I cried and cried and it's only a short walk as well, so I think I did it about 6 times. I just marched up and down, and it was a great place to sort of find myself again. And just I wanted to acknowledge the feelings that I was sad that my marriage was over. And so it's just been amazing. I feel really fortunate that I have this place on my doorstep, and I appreciate that not everybody has that, but I hope you have somewhere that you can go that just allows you to find yourself, to feel the feelings, to find peace. Sometimes we just need quiet. It's not actually, a gust of wind. It's not actually that we need silence. It's not actually that we need sleep when we want to rest. Sometimes it's just that we want silence. We want to slow the pace down a bit. We want to calm things down. And so, yeah, this has just been my place. And as I walk here now, I wish that I could give this place to everybody. I wish every mum had a place that she was able to go on those rare moments that you get child free to leave the house, because there's some serious power when you leave the house. It really does. It makes a difference. And I was talking to a client of mine not so long ago, and she was saying about, I was really urging her to take some time out for herself, for some self-care, and she said, right, I've done it, I've bought the box hair dye, my husband's going to have the kids, I'm going to go upstairs and dye my hair. Brilliant, love it. Then what? I was like, well, then you're going to have shiny, there's nothing better than freshly dyed hair, is there? I was like, you're going to have shiny, freshly dyed hair. You can't keep that indoors. Where are you going to go? She was like, oh, I've not thought about that. And I was like, you need to leave the house. You need people to see it. I mean, there's nothing better than a great hair day. And it's such a shame if no one gets to see it. I was like, you need to go see a friend. Can you pop round to see a neighbour? Can you pop down to the shops and hope you bump into someone you've not seen for a long time? You know, you need to get out of the house, because there's power held in leaving the house. It's like pressing the reset button, and that's when it becomes self-care. So yes, if you can, when you can. I know the moments of child-free time really are rare, and I know if they're in paid childcare, gosh, we spend a fortune on our two youngest in nursery at the moment because we don't yet get the 3 hours. So you feel like every moment of that I should be working. I'm still working on my mindset around that. But actually, if the work's not coming, if you're stuck getting up and going for a walk, there's power to be had in that. There really is. And I really think leaving the house can really help with your mood, your mindset, that feeling of recharge, rest, getting to know yourself again, getting to know the person that you are, getting lost in your own thoughts. Stop thinking in bullet points of all the things that you need to do. I need to do this and then this and then this and then this. You actually get to thinking more like sentences. It flows. Just enjoy the peace and quiet. Just being able to take in the sounds and look up and breathe in the sky and just take in a huge, fill your lungs with some fresh air. My goodness, it feels good. So it's a short one today. I just want to urge you, is there somewhere, is there a field, is there a park, is there a lake you can walk around, is there a river you can walk by, is there somewhere that you can go that is your place of peace, that you know those moments, drop of a hat, that you're going to get a moment child-free care, that you could jump in the car or head out for a walk and you know you're just going to get 10 minutes of quality alone time. And you're going to be so distracted by the beauty of where you are that you're not going to be distracted by your phone or want to have to do a mindless scroll. Actually, you're just going to take a little bit of time out and have that quiet time. It's lovely. And that's why I had to jump on today. I just had to share it with you. I'll take a little photo to share with you. So sorry I haven't videoed this podcast today for you. It's been a spontaneous one. But I urge you to please go and find yourself a place of peace. If you are the person that is trying to prioritize your self-care, you've been looking for a new chapter, you've been looking to find yourself, you're missing the old you, start with your self-care, start nurturing yourself, finding the moments of peace, finding the moments of quiet, and prioritizing yourself. Not the house, not the chores, not the kids, not everybody else, but you. And it'll really help. If you haven't already had a look, our Stuck to Strong course will definitely help you get started. I know so many wanting to start a new chapter or wanting to find themselves and just don't know where to start. It all starts in your mindset. It really does. And that's something that I've learnt. I wish I'd learnt sooner, to be honest. Oh, how much time I've wasted. Anyway, I hope that helps. If you do have a place of peace, or if you are going to create or find a place of peace, let me know. I'd love to see them or hear about them. It really will do wonders for you. Lots of love. Bye. Thank you for listening today. I really hope you found it helpful, and perhaps you could share it with one of your mum mates and they might find it helpful too. Oh, and I'd love to be mum mates with you. So please sell me a selfie of you listening along. I'd love to get to chat to you. And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Send me a little screenshot of your review and I will send you a discount code to use on our site. Bye.